Caesars Virginia unveils permanent casino next week. Caesars Virginia's permanent casino is set to officially launch on December 17, according to a recent WSET News report. While the permanent site was under development, Caesars has been operating a temporary facility for over a year. Since its launch in May 2023 to October this year, the temporary casino has achieved $29 million in gaming revenue and taxes. According to Danville City Manager Ken Larking, the casino's tax revenue has been a significant driver of economic growth and has benefited various sectors. The city anticipates annual revenue of $32 million from the permanent casino location. The new brick-and-mortar establishment will add to the long list of casinos Caesars currently operates across the United States, including Caesars Palace Las Vegas, Caesars Windsor Casino, and Caesars Hotel and Casino Atlantic City. Caesars Virginia's permanent casino will be the third of its kind to open in the Old Dominion state. Virginia's other casinos, Rivers Casino Portsmouth and HR Bristol, debuted 2 years earlier. Over the years, Virginia's legislative body has sought to introduce additional casinos to the state. However, their efforts have not yielded significant results yet. Petersburg Casino gains approval. Despite the Senate committee rejections in 2022 and 2023, it looks as if Petersburg will finally welcome a casino. In the last election, Petersburg voters approved the referendum to bring the live gaming and entertainment district to their city. Proposed by the Cordish Companies and Bruce Smith Enterprises, the planned casino and entertainment complex is expected to be situated on a 92.5-acre site along Interstate 95 at Wagner Road, near Brassfield Parkway. It will feature 1,600 slots, 46 live table games, a 15-table poker room, a sportsbook, 8 dining venues, a 300-room hotel, and a 3,000-seat entertainment center. The casino is expected to open in 2026 and is projected to add $10 billion to the local economy.